The VA healthcare scandal that came to light in Phoenix several years ago is still a concern, but many observers think the agency has made huge improvements recently, with some of that being credited to Secretary David Shulkin. But now that Shulkin's name has been attached to controversies related to overspending and European trips, his hold on the job is considered to be shaky. Energy Secretary Rick Perry has been mentioned as a possible successor. To learn more about the latest, I'm joined by Eric Katz. He's a senior correspondent for Government Executive. Eric, David Shulkin had received a lot of praise. So how much of the pressure on him is coming because of his expensive travel? How much is actual criticism of the job he's done?
A lot of people are actually pretty happy with the job that he's been doing, especially on Capitol Hill. Members of both parties of Congress are big cheerleaders of Secretary Shulkin. They think that he's implementing the sort of reforms that they like to see. By all accounts, the administration was, you know, pretty happy with everything he was doing. You know, they saw VA as one of the more significant legislative accomplishments that they've had, some of the reforms that they've put in place there. Lately, I think the president, by many accounts, is getting frustrated with some of these negative news stories that have been pervasive in recent weeks, starting with, as you mentioned, his travel scandals, and also with some of the mismanagement that took place while he was Undersecretary for Health in the Obama administration that just recently came to light.
And the VA was an agency and has been an agency that has been rocked by scandal in recent years, and there was a feeling, by a lot of people at least, that Shulkin had helped sort of calm that down a little bit. Any idea whether VA employees actually, if we get away from the White House or the cabinet, do VA employees respect him? Are they happy that someone like this is in the position?
They seem to, by and large, be happy with that. You know, he was familiar with the organization because he worked there under President Obama. He was, you know, qualified to lead the agency. You know, what some employees and employee groups haven't been happy with is the reforms that he's made in terms of making it easier to discipline and fire employees. That's been something that was a big issue at VA, dating back to the, you know, scandals from 2014, like you mentioned, and that's something that he worked with Congress to help implement. So, you know, there's some ups and downs in his track record as far as the employees see it, but I think, you know, they were happier with some of the changes that he was implementing compared to what others have suggested.
And you recently wrote about a half dozen Democratic senators who were unhappy with some things the VA department is doing as far as firing poorly performing or misbehaving employees. How big a deal has that become this week?
The implementation of this new law that makes it easier to discipline employees and fire them has been something that people have been really keeping an eye on. Who is VA targeting with these new authorities? How often are they using it? There's been some concern that they've been targeting sort of low-level employees, whereas the intention of the law was to go after the high-ranking people like senior executives and medical center directors, people that were really in charge of overseeing veterans' health care and making sure that they were held accountable for providing the best possible care. And, you know, if the law is being used to get rid of a housekeeper who was late to work or was a first-time offender, you know, is that really keeping up with the intention of what lawmakers had, you know, written into these authorities?
Is there, where there's smoke, there's fire? Is this the sort of thing where we're hearing Rick Perry's name floated? So does that mean we should take very seriously that Shulkin's job future is definitely tenuous?
I would say that it is tenuous. He seems to be acknowledging that it's tenuous because he's really been on the defensive lately, trying to clear his name, talk about how people are out to get him. He'll talk to anyone who will listen to say that there are, you know, internal battles being waged within the department, and he needs to be given the authority to fight those and, you know, to run the department as he sees fit.
Well, a number of weeks ago, you wrote a piece, and it had the quote from Shulkin saying, "I have very little tolerance for people who aren't willing to focus on moving forward, and that's exactly what we're going to do." I don't know, does that indicate to us that he would need to be fired? He's not going to quit?
Well, you never know when the so-called resignation is really being forced, not actually a voluntary thing. But I don't think he has any intention of saying, you know what, I've had enough, I'm out of here. I think that he would have to, you know, get a call from the White House and that would be what drives him out. I don't think he's just going to decide to leave on his own accord, at least not anytime soon.
Eric Katz is senior correspondent for Government Executive and GovExec.com. Eric, thanks.
All right, thanks a lot.